Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm excited. I'm always excited for our drafts. Our drafts are fun.
You've been excited since we brought this up.
Yeah, it's like you almost took Bart Scott's advice.
No.
What was Bart Scott's advice?
Well, Bart Scott didn't take Viagra before the football game.
It is cold
circulation.
Out. Yeah, it's cold out.
Meanwhile.
All right, so we were.
You haven't stood up all show either.
That's not an icicle.
We were looking at you know, stuff we were thinking about doing today, including, you know, we had a potential list, you know, who's on top, we're going to do who's on top. And then Kang brought this up, said, given the weather and how cold it's been and how cold it's likely to be, we should do a soup draft.
Yes.
I'm not a big soup guy. I'm just not. And
how is that not?
That's so weird. You'd think it'd be in his wheelhouse, right, Gator?
Right.
Soup.
But this is one of those deals where I just don't eat a lot of soup. I don't order soup. If I ever had the choice of soup or salad, I always get the salad. I can't remember the last time I made soup at home.
I know, but a guy
Somebody brought a soup recently and I had it. And I'm like, this is pretty good. But I'm just not a soup guy.
You love vegetables.
And I do
soups
love vegetables.
Are easy
Stock?
Things to yeah, put vegetables in.
I don't know
Mix
why.
Mix it all
like
up.
Like chicken.
Okay.
Turkey, chicken, all the non-red meat stuff.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Scallops.
You can give me all those reasons. All right, so we're going to seek some clarifications before we start, right?
Yes.
What is your clarification question?
I would like to say, I think what constitutes a soup?
Are we including chilies and stews?
I think we can. I would say yes.
Okay. Doug?
That makes it a lot easier for me.
The reason I say that is because if you were to go to like, if I went to go to Zoop, all right, and get stuff, they have chilies. They'll have something else that you wouldn't, I guess, it's not just limited to, it's not a can of, you know, soup. It doesn't say soup on the can, but it's something that you would get, you know, from a ladle, in a cauldron, poured into a bowl, served with a side of crackers and cheese or whatever.
Okay.
Draft order.
I'm not totally against it. I'm just for clarification's sake, right? So, for example, is ramen noodles considered soup? I mean, we're just talking stuff that's
yeah,
in broth.
Yeah, I think ramen, like, yeah, it has to be.
Broth-based? Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I think that would make, ramen makes sense. If you want to say ramen, go ahead.
Yeah, go
okay.
For it.
All right, I'm just asking because I could go crazy.
Take it off my draft board. My draft board sucks. I mean, this is just not. I'm not gonna lie. This is not my. I don't like soups. So, all right, we got to get draft order.
All right,
right there. You pull one of the names, one of the numbers out of that.
All right.
Which pick did you get?
Two.
All right, I'm pulling one out. Kang,
I was gonna get one.
I got three.
Oh, whoa! I get the first
Look
pick.
At this.
So Oof, let's get man. Underway the Carson Anderson soup draft. All right, so Kang is on the clock with the first overall pick. Gator picking second. And I get to snake it back with picks 3 and 4.
That's right.
Gator, I don't think you and I can go wrong. At the end of this draft, I think we'll both be satisfied. I mean, we probably want more than 3 picks. This is one of those drafts where I want to trade back and collect as many picks as possible.
Right.
Because I don't even care about first, second, third. Just give me as many picks as you can, right?
Yeah.
I want all the soups. Give me all the soup. But with that being said.
Well, the pick's in.
The pick is in. I'm going with. I just can't stay away from clam chowder when it's on the menu, especially like Fridays at most restaurants. It's, you know, one day of the week usually when it's the freshest, whatever. I'm going clam chowder. Love clam chowder. Not that New England, like not the New York chowder or whatever. I'm talking New England
right,
clam
right.
chowder. That's
you want
the
white chowder.
Creamy
chowder.
White,
yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Exactly. So clam chowder off the board.
No, that's what I'm talking about. It's like three soups on it. And then
I'm
like,
so sorry.
I'm out. All right, well, Doug, you're going to have some time to think about it because I'm going to go, and I'm pretty sure this is not going to be one of your soups that's out there. The pick is in. With a second overall pick in the soup draft, I will select lobster bisque.
Oh, That
so
was
good.
On there. Yes, I love
so
that.
Rich, creamy, delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Definitely on my list.
It is outstanding. I love me some lobster bisque. Doug, you're on the clock. Oh, you're
back to back.
I am back to back.
Look at that.
Well, the first two picks, clam chowder was number one on my depth chart.
Okay.
So now I'm thinking back to the times I've been to Zoop. And when I do make soup at home... All right, the pick is in.
Oh.
With the last pick of the first round, the third overall pick.
First round picks. It's a real contract here. Real money.
Doug Carr selects chicken pot pie soup.
All right.
And that is that is from Zoop.
That's solid.
Solid, man.
Yeah, I like the chicken pot pie.
That's
we know you love chicken pot pie. Now it's soup version.
No, soup version of chicken pot pie. I do like that. And with the fourth pick, the first pick of the second round, the pick is in. Doug Carr selects corn chowder. I love corn chowder.
Okay. Corn chowder actually is on my list of soups that I have in my depth chart. I like corn chowder a lot. Mm-hmm. I think it's solid.
It's solid. Not my top 10, but I like corn chowder. But I like a lot of soups, Doug.
Yeah, exactly.
One of my favorite undrafted free agents went the second
round.
But I mean, it's teach their own. I got corn chowder.
All right. The pick is in. With my second round pick, I select chili.
Chili's a solid one.
Chili con carne. I'm going to go with the meat, the red meat chili.
Chili eats like a meal.
Yep.
See, I like chili. I kind of left it off my list because I'm very traditional in the soup, but since we allowed it, it's a good choice, man. Good
Thank
choice.
You.
Can't go
Thank
wrong
you very
with
much.
The cheese, the raw onion.
Cheese and raw onion, absolutely.
Do you like the sour cream?
Yeah.
A little dollop?
Only if I get spicy chili. Then I have to have the sour cream and it got a little dollop on top and mix it in with there.
Cool it up
I like
a little
beans
bit.
In my chili.
Mm-hmm. I'm a beans guy as well.
Yeah. So I'm not a Texas chili guy, I guess, necessarily.
That wasn't on Doug's list, don't worry.
It was not. Right. So Gator has paired lobster bisque with chili. Kang took clam chowder number one overall, and you have the final pick of round two in the soup draft.
I'm going with broccoli cheddar.
Oh, great selection.
Love broccoli cheddar. Yeah. Doug, you should too. I don't know if maybe you don't like cheese, but broccoli, I know you like broccoli. But broccoli cheddar is such a solid.
So good.
On a cold day.
Oh, it's
get
great.
Get a little nice bread.
And the broccoli florets, they break up easily enough. They're tender enough that you can cut it with a spoon. And yeah, it's great.
It's
fantastic.
Fine.
What?
It's fine.
Oh, it's just fine.
Well, the cheese.
Mr. Corn Chowder over here.
I'm not claiming this is in my wheelhouse of what everybody likes, but
You got another pick.
You got
first
the first pick
of the third round.
Seventh overall.
This one could have been my first pick, honestly. I love this soup so much. It's definitely in my top three, of course, because I'm selecting it third, chicken tortilla soup.
Ooh.
Love chicken tortilla soup. A little spice, a little of those tortilla strips, the chicken. Like I said, the jalapeno for a little spice. Even if you want some sour cream. So chicken tortilla soup will round out my draft.
Okay, so Kang's team is clam chowder, broccoli cheddar, and chicken tortilla. Gator, you took lobster bisque with the second overall pick.
I did.
You took chili midway through the second round, and you're on the clock here in round three.
I'm really torn. I'm really, really torn. I only have one pick left. I mean, there are so many soups that are
That's
worthy.
Why. This is a trade-back draft, man.
I mean, this is absolutely a trade-back. I want more picks. I want more picks. And yet what I'm going to go with is, the pick's in. I will go with French onion soup.
Oh, yep. I was wondering if it was going to get selected by you.
That Swiss cheese that's melted on top of a giant crouton.
Yes.
The depth of flavor that comes with cooking those onions for as long as you do.
There's levels to this.
Yeah, it's in the broth. The thing is, when you bring it to the table, you got to let it cool for like 10 minutes.
Too hot.
It's way too hot. You get it served in a little crock pot. So delicious.
But you can't help yourself.
Sometimes. No, you can't.
You end up burning yourself.
And you're like, I'll learn. And you go right back at it 45 seconds later. It's still too hot. I'll learn. You never learn. French onion soup.
Doug?
I'm debating here.
Oh, there's a debate.
There is a debate.
So you got choices.
I do have choices.
Options.
I ended up with four soups on my depth chart. And I thought this one was going to go number one overall. It's not my favorite, but it's a classic. And so with the ninth pick.
I know what it is.
Go ahead. It's in. And the last pick of the third round, I take chicken noodle soup.
Yeah, see, this is a high floor pick. This is a very safe pick. I mean, you know what you're getting with it. But, you know, there's no wow factor.
No, it's a solid staple.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with it, Doug.
No, but the only reason I'm a little disappointed, and I almost did it for the show, but we really don't do stuff like that. Zoop has a quinoa veggie kale superfood soup, which sounds great. Sounds great to me.
Does it?
I'm sorry, what was that soup again?
Quinoa veggie kale superfood. Healthy vegan soup with quinoa, kale, broccoli, red and yellow peppers, and cauliflower.
This is like Tavai. They got no tape on this soup,
right,
guys.
Yeah. All they have is it's being dropped off at a table and nobody taking a sip of it.
If I couldn't pass on chicken noodle, I was
I'm surprised
just to
you
do
waited
it.
That long for chicken noodle.
I didn't think chicken noodle would. I thought chicken noodle was going to go really, really high. But then again, I was like, I don't love chicken noodle. It's fine. I like chicken pot pie from Zoop, and I like corn chowder, which is the only soup I've ever made for myself at home, really.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you that I had chicken noodle soup last week when I was battling COVID.
Okay. All right,
delicious.
So here are the teams. Kang took clam chowder #1 overall and paired it with broccoli cheddar and chicken tortilla. Gator's got lobster bisque, chili, and French onion soup. And I took chicken pot pie, corn chowder, and chicken noodle soup. There it is. Who won the draft, and what is the best undrafted free agent? Oh, you're exasperated.
Well, because there's some great undrafted.
There's a UDFA you want, huh?
Oh, there's several.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.